Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Stu Kingsbury. I live in Pittston, Maine. As in three times in the past, I'm here for the third time on these rules, and I will limit my comments to the basis statement as it applies to the wet waste units. I'd like to quote from the wet waste unit response. These activities may include removing the reactive rock from the mine waste unit and permanently placing the material back in the pit or underground workings for closure. One company, Akia Resources, has proposed a similar closure plan for its proposed Back 40 project in Stevenson, Michigan. Now, that's never been done before. All right. The containment structures portion of subchapter 5, page 64H of the proposed rules outlines the construction of the containment structures of these wet mine waste units. These rules are the same as the McKay School of Mines containment structure designs for permanent perpetual care waste units. They have the same requirements. There is no limit on their size in these rules. It makes it sound like they're a storage unit in a storage facility, like we put our furniture in. Sometimes these wet mine waste units can be hundreds and perhaps thousands of acres in size. If we were mining a Bald Mountain with a 30 million ton ore deposit and we're taking out the 50% of that deposit that is sulfur and putting them in wet mine waste units, it would be in the thousands of acres in size. It is hard to conceive that you would be able to create these structures, put waste in them for upwards of 30 years, and then think that you are going to dewater them, empty them, and put them elsewhere. And again, keep in mind, this has never been done before. We asked the ENR to go look at an area and find us one that had been done before, and I think that state geologist Mr. Marvini went and looked, and he reported back on tailings ponds, couldn't find one of those that had been done, but he'd never addressed the issue of whether a wet mine waste unit had been done successfully. These are designed to be permanent structures. These are not designed with the idea that they will be remediated and that large rock will be put elsewhere. The public will not be happy until this waste is kept in a dry environment. In a dry environment, we do not run the risk of a dam, an earthen dam, which is allowed as part of the construction of these wet mine waste units, failure in an area where we see 50 inches or better of rain statewide as an average. And sometimes, as you may know, and especially recently, we see large rain events which will overload these units, just like they have elsewhere in the country, and they will fail over time. Now, I think the rules originally said that came out of the latest go-around on this said that they would be remediated at the mine closure. Now, I think the latest set of rules, if I read it right, allows 15 years after mine closure. A lot can happen in those 15 years. Companies can go belly up. Especially ones that are just paper companies disassociated with the parent company that is actually funding it. And the taxpayer will be stuck with perpetual treatment of these in an environment where these storage units were designed for perpetual storage. So it's unacceptable. I think, Professor Eastler, you'll recall a discussion we had the last time these rules were around there. I told you that the public would not accept these. These rules got defeated 3-1 in the House. I don't expect any different change until wet storage goes away and we have dry storage.
Thank you. Any questions?
One last thing I just want to get on the table.
Okay.
Seeing there are very few public commenters today, I took the liberty of wanting to bring one other topic up. I hope that many of you saw either in the Washington Post or in the Press Herald the story about the Berkeley pit, the 700-acre Berkeley pit out in Montana. It's a Superfund site, a flooded-out copper mine pit, open pit, where 10,000 geese were killed when they landed in the pit. I don't want that. I don't want that happening here in Maine. If any of you would like to read it, I can provide it, or you can Google it on site. It's easy to find. But these wet mine waste units or flooded out pits, whichever way you want to call it, are very dangerous things. And they are potentially perpetually as a trap. So that's it.
Any questions? Thank you. Next will be Bruce Tax.